Brian now. Dr. John Lott here, duped by an anti-gun organization. And I watched the video, doctor, and it is very deceptive. They show, chairs that are empty, apparently to show that these are people killed by gun violence that didn't get a chance to graduate. I don't know over what period of time they're talking about and so on and so forth, but deceptively edited. What do you make of this?
Well, I mean, they spent a lot of money on this, and I guess maybe they got what they wanted. There was a lot of national and international news coverage. I mean, there were stories in India and Spain and the UK and all around the world on this type of thing. Rachel Maddow spent 14 minutes on her show last Wednesday on it, which for evening primetime broadcast is a huge amount of real estate. CNN covered it many times on both their website as well as their different TV segments that they had. And, the overwhelming majority was just the message that this group wanted to go and get out, that these people were against reasonable gun control, referring to me, when I would argue the opposite was true, that they weren't willing to go and make reasonable changes. I mean, everybody wants to stop dangerous people from getting guns, but the way the system is set up is that virtually everybody who's being stopped are good people who want to have a gun to protect themselves and their families, and there's no reason those mistakes should be occurring. But they got their message out. I mean, there were a few places that would go and mention that I said that it was deceptive, but even those places then would go and just have, quote, the other side saying that, well, of course we didn't deceptively edit anything. My message to all the media that I talked to was that, look, release the video. If they're claiming that it wasn't deceptively edited, it should be very easy for them to show it. Just release the video. But they refused to do it. I guess the bottom line would be, if I were to do something like this, or let's say the NRA, under false pretenses, got somebody to tape a video and then were accused of selectively editing it and then refused to put out the video that was there, what do you think the news coverage would be? It would be about the deceptive editing and about the dishonest organization refusing to release the entire video. But yeah, they, nobody has gone after them really on that.
Yeah, it is interesting that those of us that, we've taken the background checks, because pretty much all of us do, this idea that somehow there aren't background checks for most gun sales, the vast majority of gun sales have background checks. There is no gun show loophole. That's erroneous, because people at gun shows are federal firearm licensed dealers. I mean, does it happen sometimes? I'm sure. The fact of the matter is...
Well, just a quick comment on that. I think people don't realize the damage that's going to be doing to gun sellers in the near future. When they talk about going after rogue dealers, I mean, everybody wants to go after them, but they're saying, essentially, if you make any mistake on the paperwork there, we're going to put you out of business. It's going to be a zero-tolerance policy. I've talked to dealers. You may have, 1,000 sales over 5 years or something like that, and is it possible that once in a while that you could accidentally write in the city name in the county slot there or transpose two digits on one of the forms that you have? Well, if you do that, then you're going to lose your business. You're going to go out of business under these new rules that they have there. And, it's just...
do you have any legal recourse in what they did here? What they did was deceptive and dishonest, but you probably don't have any legal recourse. You got duped, I suppose, but you're not the only one. But it is, I find
it... Well, they didn't pay me. They offered to pay for my travel costs, ironically,
so they
which they haven't paid. So I could, but I mean, that's like $490.
Whatever, but
it's going to cost $100,000 to sue.
Backhanded political stunts meant to humiliate and demean people. It doesn't work. It doesn't. I mean, it's just not a good way to go. And so I guess the next time you'll just do it anyway. If you're offered to be a commencement speaker, I think you should do it anyway. So there you go. Doctor, always good conversation.
Well, thanks for having me on.
Great.
You know, you try to check these things. You look at the website and do other things. I've given hundreds of speeches at schools over the years. I've never had anybody do something like this.
Yeah, pull a stunt like that. It's a political stunt. It's showboating. They didn't get very many views on it. I mean, they got 100,000, but I'm thinking they were hoping for 1 million. They didn't get anywhere near that. But I greatly appreciate Dr. John Locke. Well, they did,
right,
but
thanks.
You know, but the thing. Hold on. The thing is, nobody watches CNN anymore. I've got the ratings here in my hands, so it might have been on CNN, but it didn't get big coverage. So anyhow, Dr. John Locke. Yeah. President, Crime Prevention Research Center, crimeresearch.org to find out more. Doctor, thank you so much.
Thank you.
There you have it. When you have to go that far to deceive people, you know, what junk is that? Petty political stunts. That doesn't change hearts and minds. It just does not. In fact, it's embarrassing in many regards. It's embarrassing in many regards, and they won't gain anything from it. I'll take Sue. She's on the Common Sense Hotline in Maine. Real quickly, Sue, we can get to you real quick.
Steve. I'll be real quick. I'm always quick. Listen, the FBI is the KGB of America right now, and the NSA, and Jim Crow Pelosi, head of the KKK, is trying to erase history. She can't erase her history. That's her party, the KKK, and we all know it, and I'll speak out every single day to remind people. My family was from the North. We fought against slavery.
So
did mine.
Thank
you, Steve. Have a great day.
You as well. Some final thoughts after this.
Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
Michigan has been through some tough times. We've seen businesses close, unemployment soar, and the economy take a heavy hit. But through these struggles, we've been given the opportunity to rethink, retool, and reimagine. It's through strength and determination, drive and focus, that we will be back, and we will bring Michigan back. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. patriotfoods.com. PatriotFoods.com.